Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. Good morning and welcome to The Front Row for this Thursday, the 2nd of March, 2017. I'm Clint Barrick. That's the lush and colorful sound of Jennifer Higdon's Blue Cathedral, rehearsed by the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra earlier this week. I had a chance, prior to the rehearsal, to sit down with Dr. Mary Satoff, president and CEO of the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, and guest conductor Danielle Misik. So, Mary Satoff, the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra is having concerts this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, part of their Masterworks series. Tell us about it.
Well, it's very exciting. We call the concert Tchaikovsky Pathetique because that is the piece that will be on the second half, the final symphony and work of Tchaikovsky. But then we've also have Beethoven, third piano concerto. Andrew Stopey is coming back to do that. And then something I'm very excited about, Jennifer Higdon's Blue Cathedral.
How did you decide to do the Higdon piece?
Well, it's really easy. It was our guest conductor's choice.
Great.
And
great.
So when we're so excited to have Danielle Misik be our guest conductor, and when we plan a season, we generally have in mind certain pieces, and we had chosen to do the Pathetique. And then he chose the different accompanying pieces.
Tell us a little bit about Andrew Stopey, who will be the piano soloist in the Beethoven Third Piano Concerto. He's been here before and was a wonderful artist, so we had him back.
Yes. Andrew Stopey just graduated with his doctorate from Rice University. He studied with John Kimura Parker, a fantastic pianist. And he's originally from the Minneapolis area. And he brings such an intelligence into his playing. He just got a job in Utah, so he's actually flying in from Salt Lake City tomorrow. But he is an energetic guy. Our audience has really enjoyed him, and we're thrilled to have him back.
Great. How can people get tickets if they don't already have them?
Well, we have three very easy ways. You can go online at lubbocksymphony.org. 24 hours a day. Call us at 762-1688 or come down to the offices at in the Cultural Arts District at 601 Avenue K.
Great. Thank you, Mary. It's always good to visit with you.
Thank you.
Danielle Misik, welcome to Lubbock. We're happy to have you here.
Thank you. Happy to be here with you.
Great. So tell us about
the program, help us unpack it musically a little bit. You'll begin with Blue Cathedral.
Well, actually, we're going to begin with the concerto.
Oh, begin with the concerto.
Yes,
okay.
There's a long orchestral introduction that's going to replace your typical overture from the 19th century that conductors like to put first on their program. So I thought instead of doing that, let's reverse the order and have fun with it, so to speak. So we opened the program with a concerto that is in C minor. It's a kind of darker key, and in response to that, we placed the Higdon. Jennifer Higdon is a really well-celebrated female composer in the U.S. now. She's been, very active in the past 15 to 20 years, and she's becoming really quite a superstar in the field. So I'm happy to bring her to this community, frankly. And her piece is, for me, at least how I see it, deals with mourning, with grief, and I think it's a piece that is going to put the listener into a place where, if you feel like you need to heal, well, listen closely to that piece. It's going to do it for you. So, and it's going to also put the listener in the fantastic mood for what's next. After the break, the Pathétique, that is such a tragic work of art. Certainly my favorite symphony by Tchaikovsky.
Yes, right. So the Higdon piece is, Blue Cathedral is sort of dark. Kind of a dark piece, is it?
I would not say that. I think she found a way to express her feeling about the loss of a brother without getting into that kind of pathos that is so typical of the symphony by Tchaikovsky. It's more of a mystical journey, I would say. It features a long acceleration that is really, 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 it's fantastic. You listen to it and you won't believe it. The means that she used to provoke the tempo to move forward is really quite astonishing. It reminds me of a piece by John Corigliano, his first symphony, first movement. There's a clear, good technique at work here. But not only that, obviously, the piece is an homage to her deceased brother, and she features herself as a character in the piece through the flute solos, and her brother is depicted through the clarinet solo, and they enter kind of a dialogue together, and that's on top of a very atmospheric orchestra that comes up with very beautiful harmonic colors, and so we're kind of supporting those two souls who are entering that kind of dialogue, and we see that dialogue moving forward and accelerating. So it's quite fascinating what's going on with this piece. And eventually, the flute stops playing it by the end of the piece to leave the clarinet alone to finish the piece proper. So it's for me symbolizes the final goodbye of that soul now that everything has been said.
Right. Yes. And then after intermission, the famous Tchaikovsky B minor symphony, the Pathétique symphony.
Yes, absolutely.
People will certainly recognize a number of the tunes from
this. You're looking at someone who knows how to forge a melody, correct? For some people, they like to call him Melody Man. there's so many outstanding tunes that are, once you've heard them, they will never leave your body.
Right.
And certainly many, many tunes in that symphony fit that description of, something that's going to stick to people's mind.
Right. This is his last symphony, written not too long before his death. And maybe you can sort of hear that kind of in the last movement.
You certainly can tell. This is a reason why it's called the Pathétique. And it's a reflection also. It's more than, I'm about to go because of his specific circumstances. It's also a reflection of you know, his whole life. So it's a symphony that has, without any kind of doubt, a lot of death. But it's also serene from time to time. If you think about the waltz in five, that is the second movement, the symphony, is just like, again, it's kind of, for me, I hear it like a reverie, if you like. And how interesting it is to have a waltz in five beats instead of three. Like, it's like you listen to that and you try to dance on it, you feel like clearly there's a beat that's missing, right? So you're better off if you have a leg that is a few inches shorter in that case.
Right.
Yes, but certainly that's a very lyrical piece, and we're used to Tchaikovsky writing so many fantastic waltz for different ballets, and so it's also showing how connected he was to ballet, and trying to integrate that aspect of his art and compositional technique into a symphony.
The third movement is a big march, virtuoso march.
Absolutely.
That is very thrilling to listen to.
Mm-hmm. So that's typical loud Tchaikovsky. So think about 1812, for example. Think about the last movement from the Fourth Symphony. This is it. Except it's probably more refined than these other works, in my opinion.
Right. That's a lot packed into a symphony. I mean, that's a whole universe in four movements.
It's a very, very rich and complex work of music, and we're very happy to present it to the public here and to our audience in Lubbock. It's going to be absolutely wonderful, I'm sure.
Great. Daniel Misick, thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome.
And best of luck in the concerts.
Thank you.
Mary, tell us again, for people who are now interested, how they can come to the concerts this weekend.
Remember, they are this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 at the Civic Center Theater. Call us at 762-1688. Go online at lubbocksymphony.org 24 hours a day. Or fly on the wind down to 601 Avenue K in the Cultural Arts District.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Both of you, thank you very much for your time this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Clint.
More information on this weekend's concerts by the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra is available at lubbocksymphony.org. Thanks for tuning in to The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio. I'm Clint Barrick.